Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and welcome to our Phil's Uncensored podcast for today, January the 29th, 2009. Is it possible that those people back in Washington are going to continue to play the games that they've been playing? The answer is yes, of course. That's the only game they know how to play. I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, I'm going to get pissed at you because you didn't do what I wanted you to do, and vice versa. Meanwhile, can we work this out? Can we get this stimulus package down to a reasonable amount of pork and pork fat and pork rind and pork chop and just straight old lean bacon? Whatever you guys can work out that will be amenable to all of us, let's do it. Instead, no Republicans voted for it. What does that mean exactly? Aha, no bipartisanship. You know, these motherfuckers that are so married to being a fucking Democrat or being a Republican are so bad for this country. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the political parties are the problem. Factionalism is the problem. What purpose does it serve to say, see, the Republicans are fucked, but we're cool? What does that do? Okay, so everybody becomes a Democrat. That means there's no opposition. There's no one to check, to critique. There's nobody to question what the overwhelming majority then decides. So if you eliminate all Republicans, then what have you got? And the same thing goes with Democrats. You eliminate all the Democrats, what have you got? Well, then you have this philosophy, which says no government, less government, little government, teeny government, and tax cut, tax cut, tax cut, until the cows come home. Next thing you know, we have a financial crisis like the one we have, and these fuckheads don't know what to do. And I mean, they would not know what to do. If the goddamn Republicans had their way, there never would have been a fucking FDR, and we wouldn't even have the concept of a federal government coming to the rescue of the private sector. There wouldn't even be any idea as to what that was or how it worked. That's a fucking guarantee. Same thing with the Democrats. These people are so intent on being fucking Democrats that even if their little bill passes, which it did pass, with a whole bunch of shit in it that Democrats in the Senate probably won't like, and probably the president won't like, they got their fucking bill passed for $819 billion. And what's the comment? Look at these goddamn Republicans, man. Not one of them voted for it. These motherfuckers are fucking with you. They are conning you. They're mocking you. They're saying, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm always right. And I will always point out the failings and the missteps and the just flat out mistakes, intentional or not, well-meaning or not, serious or not, of the opposition to further deflate them and get more of you to like me. Why? Because I just want you to like me because I want to have power. Am I always right? No, but I want you to think that I am. Now, this is a fucking game that they're playing with our heads. And so far, it's worked. Because now we have conservative and liberal talk show hosts. Now we have conservative and liberal talk radio networks. Now we have a meaningless fight of ideology between conservatives and liberals on one side saying, I am the only way to the future for this country. The other side basically saying the same thing and pointing out every goddamn time they, ding, get a little win there on their dartboard. And does this help you and me? It doesn't help us at all. And this bullshit about calling oneself an independent, that's just another fucking political party. I ain't calling myself nothing other than a guy that loves any idea that's going to push us forward and not keep us locked, you know, with a flat tire on the road of life here. Something that's going to move the car forward. Something that's going to goddamn well be true and be effective. Jesus H. Christ. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Worse before it gets better, in my opinion. But you know what? Somebody's got to start the ball rolling on this shit. So why don't we call it, if you want to belong to a political party, let's call ourselves the No Bullshit Party. Let's call ourselves the No Fucking Bullshit Party. We accept any and all, no matter what their race, no matter what their religious creed, but we will not accept political ideology. We are simply into this concept, No Fucking Bullshit Party, the NFB Party. The NFB Party, No fucking bullshit. Now, am I going to bring it up on the air? No, this is strictly for our podcasts. There, I feel better now. Jesus. That's our podcast, uncensored though it may be, tonight, January the 29th, 2009. Good night.